The number of children in the city of San Francisco is dwindling. Back in the 1960s, kids made up a full quarter of the population. The latest census numbers showed the city was made up by only 13.4% of them. But now, after a concerted effort by City Hall, there's been a dramatic change, as KALW's Audrey Dilling reports. And a note for our listeners, the following story is of an adult nature.
Johnny Parvulis is no fan of kids. Never has been.
Kids are weird. They do weird things. You know, they pick their noses in public. They like that BB guy.
Bieber?
Bieber. They put ketchup on all their food, for goodness sake. Ugh.
So when Parvulis found out that the city of San Francisco had a department of eliminating children, youth, their families, and relatives, or Decipher, he...
couldn't believe it. Could not believe it.
But when he stopped to think about it, it made perfect sense. San Francisco used to be a haven for kids. It had playland at the beach, the gigantic Fleischacker swimming pool, school buses. Gone, gone, and gone. Coincidence?
No. I think not. This has all been part of the plan.
A long-term plan that's been unfolding even more rapidly since Parvulis took Decipher over in 1999. One of his first tasks was sending out a survey to office workers asking questions like...
Are crying babies on red-eye flights super annoying? How about whiny kids? Is picking noses gross? Do you wish the lines at Byright Creamery were shorter?
The results, he says, were clear.
Yes, 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 yes.
And he added a bonus question. What do you like better, dogs or kids?
Dogs?
With the results in hand, the city began cutting child services. School and park maintenance crews shrunk. Ice cream parlors were mandated to only serve adult flavors, like pistachio or orange cardamom. The number of kids in San Francisco started shrinking, fast.
You know, Prop 13's made a big difference, and we were also really helped out by the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Those both really started moving kids out of the school system. Then, you know, the housing bubble burst and families started moving to, Tracy.
And long story short, Parvulis says the latest census numbers quickly became outdated and grossly overblown. The city of San Francisco, he says, is now down to...
119 children.
Total.
Total.
In the entire city.
Well, yeah, once the numbers get that low, they're pretty easy to count.
At San Francisco's Dolores Park, dozens of unemployed adults are enjoying a pleasant weekday afternoon. One of them is lying on the grass, wearing only a Speedo and cucumbers on his eyes.
I'm Dweezil. Dweezil Chandlebrand III.
He looks around. There isn't a child to be found.
Yeah, it's just pretty much 20-somethings now.
Chandlebrand III says he actually hasn't seen a child in the city for at least a couple of weeks.
Which is great, because you know, the lines like at Byright have gone down at the creamery. And they're still pretty long, though.
At Philip and Sala Burton High School on the southeastern side of the city, the faculty and staff are working with a total of just one student.
But she hasn't actually been here for a couple of days now.
Jeanette Flube teaches advanced social studies.
We all just didn't have anything better to do. So there were like 14 teachers in that one room surrounding that poor girl.
Despite the cutbacks to services, it was still remarkable that San Francisco was able to get rid of so many kids so fast. Decipher director Johnny Parvulis says he came up with the plan, ironically, by watching a child's movie.
My sister Annie roped me into watching her niece one night. And we're sitting there watching Pinocchio?
Pinocchio?
Yeah. And there's this talking fox blabbering on and on to a puppet who's a boy or a puppet boy cloners. Anyway, the fox tells the boy it's going to fix him by sending him to Treasure Island.
Pleasure Island!
Pleasure Island?
You mean Pleasure Island?
Treasure, whatever. But then I had the idea that all the boys went there. We've got our own Treasure Island right next to San Francisco. We can send all of our boys there. The boys and the other kind.
The girls?
The girls.
But I'm...
A few days later, the exodus began. Busload after busload of kids headed across the western span of the Bay Bridge to live on Treasure Island. After nearly half a century, Parvulis says, San Francisco was finally accomplishing its child-free goal. But after several months of transfers and construction, he realized there was a problem. Treasure Island is technically still San Francisco. Treasure Island was created by the city out of landfill in the 1930s for an international exposition.
The Golden Gate International Exposition on Man-Made Treasure Island.
The Navy took over in 1942 as part of the war effort. And in 2010, the landfill island, now quite polluted, was transferred back to the city, which is negotiating its cleanup and development. Or was, until it just decided to stick its children there.
Right, but it's still technically San Francisco.
But not for long. To address the problem, the city appointed a blue ribbon task force and gave it total control of the decision-making process. After several months of negotiation, the committee came up with a solution.
We, the people of San Francisco, hereby cede Treasure Island to the children who live there.
Well, it made sense. None of us at City Hall really wanted Treasure Island anyway. It's toxic. And it's sinking.
And now, it's home to the kids who used to live in the city of San Francisco. Johnny Parvulis was so successful in his work with the Department of Eliminating Children, the department itself was eliminated. Parvulis now spends his days in Dolores Park, living on his government pension. It's quieter there now. Just adults and dogs.
Dogs are weird. They do weird things, you know?
Ugh. Ugh. In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.
A quick postscript to that story. This morning in Geneva, the Nobel Committee named Treasure Island its exemplary community for the calendar year 2012. Soon after the kids were sequestered there, they voted in a set of leaders representing a balance of age groups, ethnicities, and genders. Through a process of open and collaborative governance, along with several microloans, the islanders shored up the landfill. They also established safe and clean housing for all residents, and they dedicated unprecedented funding to support individualized education in its schools. Tonight, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee and Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan will attend a state dinner on Treasure Island to discuss what they can learn from the children's example.